Hello. What's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, you come from? From where?
From Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes. And now we are in Guatemala.
Guatemala, San Antonio, Palapo.
It's where?
So we're about 2 hours south of Guatemala City.
And at a nice lake?
Yeah, Lake Atitlan is, I think, the most beautiful place in all of Guatemala.
And that's the ground, or that's the reason why you are here?
Yes, I run a small hotel and cafe here. So.
A nice hotel.
Thank you.
I love it. We love to. And what do you do with crypto in this area or in this hotel?
So we got involved with a project called Lago de Bitcoin that's mm-hmm. working on creating the circular economy of Bitcoin in this whole area. Mm-hmm. So they've onboarded 40 or 50 different businesses around the lake that will all accept Bitcoin. And the idea is to try to get people to start spending Bitcoin, keeping it in their wallet, and not constantly converting it to cash. So we're part of that. We use Bitcoin to purchase some of our supplies from vendors in Pana. We accept Bitcoin from the guests that come and stay here. So just trying to be part of the circular economy. It's similar to the Bitcoin Beach project in El Salvador.
Yeah. But the Bitcoin Beach project in Salvador has going to the governor,
right,
to the president. But we were also at the Bitcoin Beach in El Sonte. And
yeah.
No me gusta in Espanol.
No me gusta. It's a new project here, but it seems to be getting better all the time.
Yeah. Because the area is very nice. I like this lake very much.
Yes, it attracts a lot of tourists from all over the world, and so it's a very unique kind of area where we get people from Europe, people from the U.S., and lots of Guatemalan tourists mm-hmm. as well. So here at the hotel, we're about 50% Guatemalan tourists and 50% from the rest of the world. So it's a unique kind of thing.
And when did you introduce paying with Bitcoin in your hotel?
Just 3 months ago.
And so how many guests did pay it?
Not many. I would say maybe 10 or 15. And when we first started, it was one or two, and most of those 10 or 15 have been in the last week or two. Like, we're seeing it slowly start to build as the project in Panajachel starts to take off. We're seeing it start to build, so it's getting more every day.
Yeah, because the information that I can pay with Bitcoin is only in this area, not outside of this area.
Right. So that's one of the things that Lago de Bitcoin, the project, is working to kind of get the word out there that this is another place where you can come spend.
And who started this project, Lago of Bitcoin?
So it was started by an American doctor named Patrick. He comes out every year. He's been coming for years and years and is super involved in the Bitcoin community and has been pushing it. There's one full-time employee that's a Guatemalan that lives in Pana that kind of helps facilitate all of that and make sure all of the businesses are able to process payments and all those sorts of things. But
and which kind of businesses accept Bitcoin?
It's a wide variety.
Because you said the wide variety.
Yeah, so the goal is for it to not only be the tourist focused businesses, mm-hmm. right? Lots of restaurants accept it, lots of cafes, a few hotels accept it. But the goal is to get it where a lot of the vendors and the folks in the market will accept it, so that those hotels can then spend their Bitcoin with vendors, and it kind of creates that circular economy.
And your colleague said a tuk-tuk accept Bitcoin and a lancha, a ferry accept this.
Yeah, it's really starting to take off. It's really fun to see. So when you're in Pana, if you see the bright yellow buildings or bright yellow tuk-tuks or boats, it's most likely those are the Bitcoin ones.
And what do you think is the role of Bitcoin in 5 years in this area?
In this area, it's really interesting. I think in this area, it's used far more as a utility than an investment, just because of the types of people that tend to live here. And as a utility, it's super interesting. The majority of the folks in these smaller, more rural villages don't have bank accounts. They don't have anywhere to put their money. It's a 100% cash-based society. And so this gives them a more secure way to kind of store their wealth. And I would say there's a general distrust of the banks around here. So it gives a separate alternative that keeps their money out of the banking system. So I definitely see in this area it's far more of a utility than an investment.
Because the money, Bitcoin, is more solid than any other money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except gold.
Right. And here, there's not really a system in place for there to be any gold bargaining.
No.
So it's a good way to have a store of wealth that's separate from the banking system. Yeah. And I think people in the more rural Guatemalan communities are recognizing that and embracing that.
And which companies you pay at this time with Bitcoin?
Most of our vendors are small, independent, little shops in the Mercado and in different places. And I honestly couldn't tell you the names of the businesses because most of them is just that.
But you use it for food,
yeah,
for drinking,
yeah,
other services.
Yeah, we buy fruits and vegetables. We buy a lot of the stuff that we use in the hotel. A lot of coffee. We buy a lot of coffee here. We buy that with Bitcoin.
So. And the coffee comes from this region?
So this coffee is actually bought from Huehuetenango, which is all the way in the north part of Guatemala. It's a small producer farmer, and his son has a retail store in Panama. And so we work with the son who brings coffee down directly from his dad's farm. So, mm-hmm. It's a really neat situation. It's fantastic. It's geisha coffee. It's a honey process. It's my favorite coffee of all the way. So the coffee is what got me to move to Guatemala.
Oh, okay. And which wallet do you use for your own Bitcoin?
I typically use the Moon wallet.
Con doble U?
Double U? Yeah. And that's been really good for me. I'm new. I've only been learning about Bitcoin for maybe 6 to 9 months since I moved here. And so those were all learning curves for me, figuring out which wallet to use and how to have a cold wallet and be off.
Do you have a cold wallet?
So I have one coming with a friend. I bought it in the U.S. and he's bringing
which
it.
Which one?
I don't remember the name now. I have a good friend that's starting a project here, a Bitcoin mining project, where they're putting in a hydroelectric generator to run Bitcoin mines.
At this lake?
No, in a small waterfall about an hour from here. So there's a lot of Bitcoin things that are happening in this area. It's really interesting to see. So that friend was the one that showed me how to set up a cold wallet, advised me on which one to get. So I placed the order, and he's coming back on the 3rd of January. He's bringing my first cold wallet. So
your first cold wallet.
That's okay. Right.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for visiting.